This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump's medical team will weigh whether he can leave the hospital later Monday after being admitted last week for COVID-19. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, adding he was optimistic that Trump will be discharged. In an interview with Fox News, Meadows said he had spoken with the president earlier Monday morning and that his condition appeared to have improved overnight. Meadows added a decision about Mr. Trump's possible discharge would likely not be decided until early Monday afternoon. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign. Although the president says he's anxious to get back to campaigning for now, Pence will take that leading role in the final stretch before the November 3rd presidential election. The spotlight on Pence will be especially bright Wednesday when he will participate in the vice presidential debate with California Senator Kamala Harris. The vice president and his wife tested negative for COVID-19 Monday, according to administration officials. The campaign of Mr. Trump's opponent, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, says he tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after he spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump last week. At a news conference, WHO Health and Emergencies Program Director Michael Ryan says roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus.
About 10% of the global population may have been infected by this virus. This varies depending on country, it varies from urban to rural, it varies between different groups. But what it does mean is that the vast majority of the world remains at risk.
He says maybe more than 20 times the number of confirmed cases may have been infected. This is VOA News. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said Monday he was sympathetic to doing more to help certain industries at the right time to drive a recovery after the massive economic hit from the COVID-19 crisis. He said, quote, "I'm very sympathetic to the idea," end quote. He added, "Right now might not be the right time to deploy an intervention for the entertainment industry." European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she has placed herself in isolation after being in contact with a person infected with the coronavirus. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a message posted on Twitter, the head of the EU's executive arm said she took part in a meeting last Tuesday that was attended by a person who on Sunday tested positive. She said she tested negative for the virus on Thursday and that she will undergo another test later. Her isolation will keep her close to work, though. She has a small living quarters next to her office in the EU headquarters in Brussels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A car bomb attack on the convoy of the governor of Afghanistan's Lakhman province killed at least 8 people, including 4 of the governor's bodyguards. The governor survived but was wounded, along with at least 40 others. His spokesperson said several civilians were killed in the early Monday attack in the provincial center. Separately, Afghan President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani arrived in Doha Monday, where he will meet the Afghan team negotiating with the Taliban, according to the deputy presidential spokesperson. After nearly 3 weeks of talks that started September 12th, the teams are still negotiating the ground rules for what are widely expected to be long, complicated, and grueling discussions. Tens of thousands of people marched through the center of the Belarusian capital Minsk Sunday, demanding that authorities free political prisoners. Police turned water cannons on them. The march crowned a series of rallies in Belarus since an August 9th election in which President Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory. His opponents say it was rigged to hand him a 6th term in power. Rescuers in France and Italy continue searching for victims and providing residents emergency assistance after devastating floods hit a mountainous region on both sides of the border, killing at least 4 people. Deadly wildfires in California have burned more than 4 million acres this year, more than double the previous record for the most land burned in a single year in the state. California fire officials said the state reached the astonishing milestone Sunday with about 2 months remaining in the fire season. A spokesperson for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the 4 million mark is unfathomable. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.